from KQED.
Another closely watched case pending before the state Supreme Court has to do with whether local governments can require permits for medical marijuana collectives. Within the next 4 weeks, the judges are expected to review an appellate court decision that the city of Long Beach overstepped its authority. Local officials across the state complain they have no idea what rules they can impose 15 years after voters approved medical marijuana. Mendocino County officials are growing increasingly nervous about the fate of their permit program to regulate marijuana growing. And not just because of the court case. Federal prosecutors appear to be closing in, as Michael Montgomery reports.
2 years ago, officials in Mendocino County began an unprecedented experiment to get pot growers and local law enforcement to work together.
Well, the original intent was to try and bring order out of chaos.
Mendocino County Supervisor John McCowan helped design the program. It allows growers to cultivate as many as 99 plants, provided they comply with medical marijuana rules, pay thousands of dollars in fees, and submit to inspections by sheriff's deputies. McCowan says it's not just growers who have benefited.
By bringing the production of medical marijuana above ground into a strictly regulated program tremendously increases public safety and environmental protection.
But Mendocino's pot experiment now has to contend with the federal government. Last week, U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig informed the county that by authorizing marijuana production, the program was in violation of federal drug laws. According to drug enforcement sources, Haig gave officials 2 weeks to cease those violations or face legal action. Haig's office declined interview requests, but officials said the move was consistent with warnings she gave last fall over cities and counties that were authorizing marijuana cultivation.
In our view, these licensing schemes are inconsistent with federal law.
Former U.S. Attorney Joe Russinello says Mendocino's ordinance raises red flags because large amounts of marijuana being harvested by permitted growers was being transported outside the county. But Russinello says federal prosecutors should think twice about seeking civil or criminal penalties against the county.
I've never seen it done. I don't know whether that's what they're contemplating. I would be very reluctant. If I were U.S. attorney, I would be reluctant to go down that path.
The Mendocino Board of Supervisors met yesterday and discussed the marijuana program, but no decision was made about its fate. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.